Hi, I'm Harriet Thomas. Welcome to There's a Walk for That. I'm not a doctor or a fitness expert, just someone who discovered a simple daily habit that transformed my health and my happiness. From easing stress to boosting your energy, there really is a walk for that. Each week, I explore the power of walking and share simple tips to help you make it part of your day. And I bring you our trail mix, three songs chosen by my guests to reflect their life and their passions. I've got something special for you too. My book, Walk Yourself Wonderful, is launching soon. If you're interested in discovering a powerful daily practice that works in harmony with your body's natural design to help you go from frazzled and fatigued to fit and full of joy, then find me on Facebook or Instagram at Feel Good Walk. Just DM me the word joy to join the waiting list and get the book before its official release at half price. So let's get on with the show.
Yourself wonderful. Ooh, yeah. Walk yourself wonderful.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of There's a Walk for That, the show where we explore how walking can benefit your mind and your body. Last week, I interviewed award-winning life and empowerment coach, Diane Morton. Diane told us about the extremely unusual hobby that has her walk for hours in nature, allowing her to detach from the challenges of daily life and mindfully connect with the sights and the sounds of the natural world. If you want to listen to that show and find out what that hobby is, then hop onto the UK radio platform and search my name, Harriet Thomas, to find all of my past shows. Diane also shared a deeply personal and traumatic event and explained how she transformed a life-threatening situation into a foundation for personal growth and empowerment. An NLP master practitioner, Diane is highly skilled at developing the mindset that allows her to experience everything in life as a positive opportunity rather than a negative challenge. And one of the mindset tools she uses is the practice of gratitude. So following on from my interview with Diane, today's show is going to describe my four-step process for taking a gratitude walk. Over my daily walking journey, I've developed a menu of walks that I can use depending on the outcome I'm looking for that day. If I'm experiencing a buildup of stress and overwhelm, I go on a stress buster walk. If I'm working at my desk all day and my brain has turned to mush, I go on a circuit breaker walk to revive vitality and focus. If I want to discuss a shared vision or a challenge with a friend, colleague, or family member, we take a connector walk. Like the best recipes, all of these walks contain unique ingredients that influence how they affect our minds and our bodies. We may walk fast or slow, alone or with others. We may use mantras or ask questions of trees. There are so many possibilities. And like the best cook, you can tweak these ingredients to create your perfect walk to deal with any challenge you're facing, and even to create the state of being that you wish. But perhaps one of my favourite walks is the gratitude walk, because as Diane says, everything starts with having control of your own mind. When we can stop blaming the world for how it is and start taking control of how we react to it, then, to use Diane's words, we have freedom. And it's not only our mental and emotional states that benefit. Taking a moment to be thankful causes physiological changes in your body that initiate the parasympathetic nervous system, that part of your nervous system that helps you rest and digest. Gratitude and the response it causes helps to bring down your blood pressure, your heart rate, and your breathing to help with overall relaxation. And several studies show that a grateful mindset positively affects biomarkers associated with the risk for heart disease. Having said all that, I know that there have been difficult times in my life when, if someone had suggested that I try to practice gratitude, I would have told them to, well, I'll leave that to your imagination, but you get my drift. Sometimes bad stuff in life just piles up and it seems totally impossible to find anything to be grateful for. For me, this is where the twin pillars of walking and nature come in. Walking activates a complex and automatic interaction between the central and the peripheral nervous systems. It engages the motor cortex to initiate movement and the spinal central pattern generators to coordinate rhythmic leg movements. And it's this rhythmic movement that helps transition the body from a high alert, sympathetic, fight or flight state to that calmer, parasympathetic, rest and digest state. In other words, when you walk, no matter how you're feeling, or no matter how much you resist actually feeling happy, if you just keep walking, your body and your mind will automatically put you in a more relaxed and positive state of mind. The 19th century Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard said, "I have walked myself into my best thoughts, and I know of no thought so burdensome that one cannot walk away from it." No matter how much technological progress we have made since Søren Kierkegaard said that back in the 19th century, this is as nothing compared to the millions of years over which we have evolved walking in savanna and woodland. When the world is going crazy outside, this is when we can turn to our biological heritage as bipeds, as animals that walk, to find the path to relaxation and gratitude. And when we walk in nature, that increasingly relaxed and open nervous system starts to notice what it is walking on and through. For example, soft earth paths where winter leaves scrunch underfoot, trees whose green leaves rustle and sway in the wind, birdsong, squirrels, flies, bees, everywhere the incredible variety and abundance of nature. Vietnamese Zen Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh said, "Every day we are engaged in a miracle which we don't even recognize. A blue sky, white clouds, green leaves, the black curious eyes of a child, our own two eyes. All is a miracle."
Thank you.
That was Tycho with A Walk. Welcome back. You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas, here on UK Health Radio. This is the show where we explore how you can use the superpower of the daily walk to transform your physical and mental health. And today, I'm leading you down the path to take a gratitude walk. So let me start by telling a little story. Imagine you're walking down the road. On the way to an appointment or to catch a train or pick up your kids from school, suddenly your eye is caught by two round grey stones. As you hurry along, they're sitting on a garden wall to your left, as if they've been deliberately placed there waiting for you to pass. And even though you're running late, something about them makes you want to stop to take a closer look. And as you draw nearer, you see two words. On one stone is written the word joy. On the other is written the word stress. You're free to pick up either stone, and whatever is written on the stone is how you will feel today. Which one will you choose? So is joy a choice? Is stress a choice? It's not what we're taught. We're taught that joy and stress come from external situations. You get a pay rise, you're happy, yay. You lose your keys, you're stressed. The gratitude walk offers four steps to rewire your brain, to look at things differently. It asks, can we accept life exactly as it is and be grateful for everything in it? Can we be grateful for the things we wish for, as if they are already here? The gratitude walk trains us to access peace, abundance, and creation where it already lives, inside each and every one of us, at every moment in the day. After the commercial break, we're going to start step one of the gratitude walk.
The station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise, elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome. Welcome back to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas. And this is a show where we explore how you can use the superpower of the daily walk to transform your physical and mental health. And today we're talking about the gratitude walk. So without further ado, let's dive in to the four steps of taking a gratitude walk. Step one is what I call the gratitude warm-up. I always think the fastest way to feel gratitude is to walk slowly outside in your local park. Switch off your thinking and switch on your awareness with this simple game. Simply move through each sense and ask, what are three things I can see, I can hear, I can smell, and I can touch that I'm grateful for? Spend conscious moments with the things you notice. For example, you might think or say to yourself, look at the pattern of those branches. I'm so grateful I get to see this. Ask yourself, where do you feel your gratitude? You might feel it in your tummy, in your heart, in your fingers, in your head. Notice where gratitude lives in your body. So I've come out into my park for stage one of the gratitude walk, which is when we use our senses to spot three things we're grateful for that we can see and hear and smell and touch. So in my park, as soon as I step into it, the thing I'm grateful for is the trees. The park is full of oak trees, and oak trees seem to be one of the later trees to come into leaf, so although we're nearly in April, still can't even see any green tips on the branches, but that means what I can see is the incredible patterns that they make, these incredibly big, twisted branches of the trees, which looks so sculptural against the white sky. So that's the second thing I'm grateful for, is the white sky. And I've just seen a little squirrel. Oh, he's just literally just sort of, he's just gone across the path. So that's the third thing I'm grateful for, is the squirrel. So now I'm going to think about what I can hear. And that's some little blue tits. So birdsong, that's the first thing I can be grateful for. We're very lucky in England with our birds. They're so beautiful. I can hear children playing in the playground. That's such a lovely sound. And for me, it has so many memories of taking my own kid to the playground. You know, it's a sound that's rich with so many memories. I think you probably can't hear this, but I can hear my footsteps on this path, and I love the sound of footsteps when I'm walking. Like when I'm hiking, I love the way that the different textures that you hike on, whether it's like mud or whether it's stones or sand or earth or grass. You know, you always have a different sound, and I love the sound of footsteps. So that's three sounds I'm really grateful for: the birds, the children, and the sound of my footsteps. Okay, what's next? Smell. Smell is difficult in London because it's kind of a smelly city in a bad way, in what I would call a bad way. Like, it's a lot of pollution. It's not too bad here, actually. Let me just have a sniff. To be honest, the air smells okay. It doesn't smell sweet like you're in the middle of the countryside, but it doesn't smell dirty either. It smells clear. So I'm going to be grateful for that. I'm going to be grateful that I live right next to a park where I can smell air that is clear. That's a huge thing to be grateful for. But I also did a walk recently with a great organisation called Park Bathe, and I interviewed Vanessa Potter, who founded Park Bathe, on one of my previous shows, so you can go back and find that. But she has created forest bathing, but in urban parks. And by going on her walks, I've discovered a couple of things that might sound a little bit weird, but they're really amazing. So one thing is to find a stick, which I'm going to do right now. Here we go. Lots of sticks because there's lots of trees. And you kind of... Okay, this is going to sound weird. You kind of push the stick into the earth, which I'm just doing now. Right, so you try and get some earth on your stick, basically. Hang on a moment. Let's just get some earth on my stick. All right. So basically, I've got a stick and it's got some earth on it. And what I'm doing is I'm going to smell the earth. And they taught me this special way to smell, which is three little quick sniffs up and then a big sniff. And apparently that really helps to get the strongest smell. So I'm going to smell the earth. Oh, it really is beautiful. Oh, the smell of the earth is so... It really is delicious. So although that does sound like a weird thing to do, I would encourage you to do it. And there's loads of health benefits to smelling earth and also getting your hands in the earth. You know, it's great for the immune system. And it's kind of grounding. It reminds you that in this urban space, it's actually all based on earth, right? And that's what we depend on, is this amazing earth.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful touch me.
two with Beautiful Day. This is There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas, here on UK Health Radio. And today we're talking about the gratitude walk. We've looked at step one, the gratitude warm-up, where you walk outside in your local park and focus your awareness on the things that you can see, hear, smell and touch that you can be grateful for. Now we go to step two, gratitude for the good stuff. So your slow walk in nature will have calmed your nervous system and hopefully you're present to how gratitude feels. Maybe you feel buzzy, as if filled with positive energy. Maybe you felt a whoosh in your tummy. However you experienced gratitude in nature, we're now going to apply that to our lives. So carry on walking and think about your life and think about three things you're grateful for. You can spend conscious moments immersing yourself in gratitude. So it might be, I'm grateful for my cat. But don't stop there. Ask yourself why. What is it about your cat that you love and are grateful for? Like her lovely soft fur and her green eyes and the way she nudges you to be fed, the way she curls up next to you. Keep going until you feel your gratitude in your body. Get that whoosh. So I find it really easy to feel gratitude when I'm walking in nature. The next stage of the gratitude walk is to think about things in your life that you're grateful for. So if you are having a really hard time in your life, and we all go through those hard times, and you're thinking there's nothing I can be grateful for, then just start with the really simple things. Like it could just be, you know, I'm grateful for the breath in my body, right? With breath there's hope, with breath there's opportunity, with breath there's a chance, there's a new day. Everything is in the breath. The breath is everything. So just breathe. And experience that breath coming in and out of your body. Incredible miracle of breath. And try and be grateful for your breath. If you're walking, then you can be grateful for your feet. I'm so grateful for my feet. They took me all the way from Land's End to John O'Groats, 1,200 miles. My feet, wow, after that trip, my feet, I love them so much. They were definitely my favourite part of my body. I just was so grateful for my feet. So if you are walking around your park right now, be grateful for your feet. If you have friends or family who care about you, wow, that is such a gift. Be grateful for them, for their love, for their existence, for the fact of them, for the great times you've shared together, and hopefully the beautiful times you have to come. So as you find things to be grateful about in your life, lean into that gratitude until you feel that same feeling in your body that you felt when you were experiencing nature with your senses. You want to try and really feel your gratitude. You want to get away a little bit from our minds and into our bodies. Feel the gratitude.
The station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas, and this is the show where we explore how you can use the superpower of the daily walk to transform your physical and mental health. And today we're talking about the gratitude walk, and we're on to step three, gratitude for the bad stuff. Our monkey brain is constantly looking for threats all the time. It's wired to fight, freeze, or fly in the face of danger. And that evolutionary imperative is reinforced by society. We learn that when things happen that we don't like, we should act in a certain way, with anger, disappointment, anxiety, sadness. These are normal responses. My mum was diagnosed with dementia. And as her illness progressed, I went through a range of sadness, heartbreak, and grief until I realised that these emotions didn't serve me or my mum. The more I accepted her illness, the more I began to look. Where can we have fun together, share loving moments, laugh and smile? And now that she is gone, I can look back at the many happy, weird and surprising moments we share together. Looking for where to find gratitude helped me create a context of joy for us both. It seems counterintuitive, almost morally wrong, but if we can look for gratitude everywhere in our lives, it brings joy not only for us, but for our loved ones, our community, our planet. So for this next section, carry on walking and think about your life and think about three things you're not happy with. Maybe it's a noisy street, an unexpected bill, a broken friendship. Be curious and keep looking. What can you be grateful for in that situation? It may simply be, well, this is part of life. How grateful I am that I'm here to experience it. Just keep going until you may feel that whoosh of gratitude in your body. So now we've practice gratitude for the easy things, if you like, for the beautiful things in nature that we can see and hear and feel and smell, and for the things in our life that we can be grateful for. But if you remember at the top of the show, I was talking about Diane and how she believes that true freedom comes from being able to be grateful for everything, everything. So that's what we're going to practice next. So walking in the park, maybe there's things here that you're not grateful for. So there's litter in my park. So there's a Haribo packet I can see. There's a tissue. You know, it's just generally a little, it's not awful, but yeah, there's litter. So I will generally think, well, how can I be grateful for litter? So I need to think about that a little bit. So So I stopped recording for a while I was thinking about how I could be grateful for litter. What I came up with was, in my community, as in many communities, we have community litter picks where, you know, people just will gather and do a couple of hours of litter picking, either in the park or just in the streets. And I guess that's what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for the fact that we come together, and it's always just like a really fun occasion. That sounds weird, doesn't it? How can picking up litter be a fun occasion? But it is. So the litter gives us the opportunity to come together and work together in a shared vision, and the vision is for a beautiful community. So I guess in a roundabout way, I can be grateful to the litter for providing that opportunity for us all to come together. And bear in mind that we don't have to come up with an answer for this. It's really just an exploration about how we can shift our way of being. You know, we tend to think litter bad, litter wrong, litter horrible. And basically what that does is it creates a very disempowered and negative mindset or state of mind. It basically creates us as unhappy. And what this exercise is designed to do is to show you that you can choose. It is your choice. You don't have to be unhappy. You don't have to be disgruntled. You don't have to be angry at the litter. You can find a different way of being about it. And that different way of being may be the platform for you to actually take some empowered action as well. sisters and stand on the word. You're listening to There's a Walk for That with me, Harriet Thomas, and today we're talking about the gratitude walk. So let's move on to stage four, being grateful for things that haven't even happened yet.
So the combined effect of using my senses to experience gratitude, of thinking about things in my life that I can be grateful for, of thinking about things that I'm not normally grateful for, but finding something to be grateful for about them. All of those things together have resulted in me walking along really slowly along this path, just feeling kind of floaty and like anything is possible. Yeah, like this world is a huge, great, miraculous experiment, and literally anything is possible, which is a great segue into the fourth gratitude practice, which is to be grateful for things that have not happened yet. It is a little bit like manifestation, so it's imagining something that you'd love to happen and being grateful for it as if it has already happened, as if it's right here. Feel that gratitude around it. Really go into that thing, whatever it is. You know, what does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? Until you've got that whoosh of gratitude around that thing that hasn't happened yet, but you would love to happen in the future. So for me, right away, I went to something I've been dreaming about, which is walking across the world. I imagine myself getting on a train in Kazakhstan, watching the world go by, my backpack on the floor, and how exciting I felt and how empowered I felt and how wonderful it felt to travel across the world on foot. And by imagining myself in that situation, feeling grateful for that exciting adventure until my stomach started whooshing, the logical next step just seems, well, just make it happen. Just do the planning. It suddenly seems so easy and so obvious. So try that out. It's really interesting what happens when we imagine the things we dream about are here, they've happened, because it makes them seem possible and real.
Well, that's all I got for you this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed the four steps to the gratitude walk, and I really hope you go and try it on your next walk and discover how transformational walking is and what a powerful tool it is in our everyday lives. Until next week, happy walking.